Welcome to another episode of the Community Connections Podcast. I am the host, Cole Warner, and we're departing from some of our hospice-specific education that we've been doing over the last few weeks and talking with a community organization whom we featured before on the podcast, and we are excited to have them back on to talk about some specifics they have coming up. Travis Stewart is joining me today. He is the executive director of Uptown Lexington. Travis, welcome to Community Connections.
Thanks a lot, Cole. It's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate it.
Travis is coming up on 1 year of being with the organization. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. I started the Tuesday after Labor Day of last year, so almost a year.
Okay. Do you mind just
come up very soon?
That's right. Now, do you mind going back? We've talked about what the organization does in the past, but just for those folks that maybe didn't listen to the first episode, can you talk a little bit about what Uptown Lexington does in our community?
Sure. To put it very simply, Uptown Lexington is for the revitalization of historic Uptown Lexington. And to do that, we're a Main Street program. We've been a North Carolina Main Street program for 30 years. We're celebrating our 30th year this year. And it is basically based on a four-point approach, which is organization, which is kind of like your executive committee, which would have your president, vice president, secretary, and so on and so forth. And that's just kind of the day-to-day operations, or what are you doing? What is your organization about? Where you see yourself going in 5 years? There's also design. So like when you see these historic buildings in Uptown, like making sure that if somebody buys one of these buildings or renovating, is that we're following the structural guidelines of how it looked back, you know, years ago, to make sure that we're retaining that historic accuracy. Promotions is the third, and that is promoting our town of like, hey, this is what we've got to offer in Uptown Lexington. We want you to put your business here. We want you to be a part of it. And one way that we do this is through events, which is why I'm on the show today, talking about some upcoming events. And then we also, the fourth one is economic vitality. How are we making sure we're attracting the right businesses? And that once these people choose to be here, that they're adding, you know, money to the community, that they're a good neighbor in the community and in Uptown. So the 4 points: organization, design, promotions, and economic vitality.
Appreciate you going through that. For this podcast, one of the things that I connect with is the idea that all those things you kind of discussed was the community and connection. No pun intended there, but sort of how you're connecting the community through these events and through the revitalization. And that's what, you know, we sort of started this for, right? Even though we do a lot of hospice topics, right? Bringing sure. you on to, and we have lots of great community organizations in the area that do some really cool things that help our people stay connected. You're right. We are on here talking about a specific event, and we'll talk about some others as well. But the main one we're highlighting on here is the Uptown Wind Down, and that is September 9th from 1 to 5. And I wanted to make sure I get that out there. We'll probably say that about three or four more times before, just so everyone knows the date and time that that's taking place. But can you talk about what the Uptown Wind Down is?
Yes. So basically, like you said, it is September 9th. It is from 1 to 5. And if you're familiar with Lexington at all, we've got four squares set up. So you have the courthouse, you have the Articles of Freedom, you've got Conrad and Hinkle, and then Perfect Blend. So that morning in the square, the Uncorked tour bus will be there. And you can get on there and register if you haven't already pre-registered. And you will get a goodie bag that contains chips. And you take these chips and you get your map out of the goodie bag, and it will show you the participating merchants who for that day will be serving wine. So you can go into their store and you give them a chip, They give you the wine and you just sip on your wine while you're shopping in their store. And right now we have almost 20 different merchants that are willing to participate. So you can go there the day of and register on the Uncorked bus, or you can get on our Facebook page. There's a link to sign up. There's also a link on Instagram. It's $15 pre-registration, $20 day of, and you will get 20 1-ounce pours. And one of the ways that we're getting some of the bars and restaurants involved is so a lot of those on Saturday evenings will have live music, or if you go into a particular store and you really like that brand of wine, we will put where you can buy this wine here locally in town as well.
Now, I know that this is probably quite an event for your organization and merchants in Uptown Lexington, kind of to put together and what that looks like. Can you talk about sort of the benefits that events like this one have in our community?
Sure. And that's a great question. So one of the things, it's not, our goal is to have people come in and perhaps they've never been to Uptown, or perhaps they've only heard of one or two stores up here. The idea is to get them up here for this event. And once they see an event, then they're going to come back. They're going to see the restaurants and the merchants and the coffee shops and all the different things that we offer in Uptown, so that when they think, oh gosh, where am I going to dinner tonight? Am I going to Winston or Salisbury? No, they're going to come up here and eat. They're going to come up here and shop. They're going to go here to drink. They're going to, all the things that you could do in a bigger town, I feel like we offer these in Uptown Lexington. And so the whole point is to just get them here. And if they see it the first time, then we feel like we're offering enough that they're going to come back and continue to come back. And so it's more about exposure for all that Uptown has to offer and not just a one-day event.
And speaking of sort of how this is put on, are there any ways that people can get involved to help with this event?
Oh, most definitely. One way is if you just want to volunteer. We don't need as many volunteers for this event as we do for others. We're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for monetary sponsors as well. So if you would like to be a sponsor, and luckily we have a headline sponsor for this year's event. And if in the future, if somebody wants to sponsor an event, we're always looking for it. So that's two easy ways.
Sounds great. And a lot of people who come on this podcast and our staff and things, they're from Lexington and from the area, and having been around there, I agree that once people see, I don't know, I think of it as a cute little town. As somebody who may not be from a small town myself, I enjoy my opportunities to be in Uptown Lexington and in the area. What are some of the logistics that you think it's important for people to know? So you said that people could sign up at the Uncorked bus. Is that correct?
Yes. And Uncorked is a tour bus that they will, I don't know if you've heard of it. They would be a great one to add to your podcast. They take people around to the different wineries and bars throughout the region. And, you know, it's a party bus, but they've like redone it. It's super nice, very attractive bus. And it's like, they have different tours. So like you could go to Smoking Oak and Bull City and Brewer's Kettle and all the different bars around here, but they also go out, you know, to different vineyards around the community as well. So yeah, that's where you register, and that's where you get your goodie bag. That's where we'll have volunteers there to answer any questions the day of the event. So that's where to get started. But if you want to pre-register and save that $5, then you can go to our Facebook page, Instagram, or our website and sign up for that.
Fantastic. And we'll make sure that we put that episode or that website in the episode description. So for more information on this event, you can visit their website, and there'll also be some information about other events coming up. Can you kind of talk about some of the other events you have coming up here in the future?
Most definitely. So yes, the fall, that's our busiest time of the year. And then we have coming up is what we call like our three core main events. So October 31st, which is Halloween, we'll have Boo Bash, which will be here in Uptown. We'll shut down the streets from 3rd Street to 3rd Avenue over to Salisbury and the State. And it just turns into a little carnival almost, where merchants hand out candy. There's different organizations that have games. There's entertainment. There's a costume contest. All the things that you could think of pertaining to Halloween, they'll be in Uptown Lexington that day. And so it's just offers a safe alternative for trick-or-treating where, you know, these days, if you don't live in a neighborhood where you know everybody, parents are kind of hesitant to take their kids out, but we wanted to offer something for those kids and parents as well. Then on November the 19th, which is our Christmas open house, and that's in Uptown, that will be from 1 to 6, and then we will have the tree lighting. And a special thing that we're doing this year at Christmas open house is an event called Home for the Hogadays. We are celebrating our 20th anniversary of the introductions to pigs in the city. So Dave over at Everhart over at Art 101 and his wife April, they've spent a lot of time reaching out to former owners of these pigs. So we have 60 of them coming back to town, and there'll be a new map, there'll be a new poster. So these 60 pigs will be scattered throughout the Uptown district. So that just adds a little something extra to the home for the Christmas open house this year. So we hope that people will come take advantage of that. And last and certainly not least, the first Monday of December is our Christmas parade. And that starts at 6. Again, that's in Uptown. Registration will be going live soon on our website. And people say, oh, gosh, well, yours is a little more expensive than so-and-so's parade. Well, what people need to realize, we're a 501c3, we're a nonprofit, everything is tax deductible for your organization. And this is one of our biggest fundraisers of the year. So if you want to make a donation for it, it's tax deductible. If not, we use these monies to host other things such as Boo Bash and some of the Uptown Breakfast, which we have the first Thursday of every month at different merchant locations. And you don't have to be a merchant. You don't have to be a store owner. You don't even have to live in Lexington. But if you want to know what's going on in Uptown and you want to be plugged into the community, then that's a good way to meet people and network. And plus, we'll serve you breakfast. So that's kind of everything in the nutshell that's happening till the end of the year.
Well, fantastic. And I know that I always feel like when we do episodes that there's always a lot of information thrown out. So again, we'll have the website there for you to check out all the details on those. But glad to hear that there's a lot of really cool things happening this fall and winter here in Uptown Lexington. You mentioned earlier donations and volunteering is a great way for people to get plugged in. When you have events coming up, anyone can volunteer. It's not just for merchants and participating vendors, right? Anyone in the community can volunteer and help out.
Yes, that's correct. So we have volunteers, like we have school teachers, we have bankers, we have just anybody that's, you know, that calls Lexington home and they just want to see it be a better place. And that's how we get a lot of our volunteers. And quite frankly, there is no way that Uptown as an organization could offer this amount of events or any other thing without the participation of volunteers and also the city of Lexington as well.
So many of our organizations depend on the support, not only financial donations, but also the time that people put in. You know, hospice is another one that volunteers are a big part. And, you know, it sounds, as you're saying it here, that the community support is so integral to what it is that your organization does.
Oh, yes, without a doubt. Like I said, there's no way to do it without the input of volunteers and the merchants and the vendors and everyone else that, like I said, chooses to call Lexington home or Davidson County.
Well, Travis, it's been a pleasure talking to you and having you on our podcast today. And all the information is on your website. And I think you've gotten definitely me, but hopefully our listeners here are excited for some pretty cool events coming up. And the Uptown Winetown event isn't too far away. So normally we were previewing events that are a long way away.
Yeah.
We're happy to get this to you just a couple of weeks before this event so that you can get your tickets, save $5 early or on the day of.
Yeah. Hey, Cole, I really appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
And if you like what you heard, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, our website, hospiceofdavidson.org. And please give us a rate and review.